We're not going to hear it. Yes, we are live at the moment. We're still getting everything set up. We're doing something a little bit different. And any moment, if I did this correctly, I should start hearing myself come out over my computer. There we go. All right. Yay. I did everything right. Hello, hello, hello. I am Miranda Janelle. You already know this voice. I hope you know this voice. That'd be really weird if you didn't. Just tuning in, you know, click a link on a Twitter to a stream, and it's just some idiot talking. Oh, we're getting ready to watch our movie. Oh, hey, Kitty, take care of the lights.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to get started in just a moment here. Coming to you live from couch. yep.
Is it raining?
Which light? Just do movie mode. Yep. There you go. That's good. The water on the window is pretty good indication that it's raining.
I can't see, it's dark.
Oh, well. Well, get better eyes.
I have cat eyes.
Yeah, you have cat eyes. You should be able to see in the dark.
How?
Oh. All right. I wonder if anyone's actually listening to this crap. I'm not going to look, though, because, frankly... Oh, the screen is so far away. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Then don't say anything.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, February 28th, 2015, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Hi, Katie.
Hello, Zeebs.
We're going to do something a little different tonight.
Okay. I heard about it, like... half an hour ago, but...
What are we going to do?
We're going to actually watch a movie and talk about it? A commentary?
No, we're not. No, we're not doing a commentary!
What the hell are we doing?
We chose a movie. We were originally going to do Brave New World, and we just watched that. But you know what? It's been a long-ass week, and I feel like doing something different. And... At this very moment, I need to wait. Stop! Don't try and mute and unmute yourself while I'm speaking, because when you do that, it cuts it off temporarily. So okay, Kitty's sick. All right, he's coughing a lot, and we're going to forgive him. If it happens to get recorded, because I don't want him to have to keep thinking about when he needs to mute himself or what he needs to do. Okay? Everyone in agreement? If you agree, say aye. Aye.
Okay.
You're a dick. And you were muted at that moment because you forgot to unmute yourself, which further proves that this is a good idea. We got tweets, but my laptop's too far away.
Yeah, like a foot and a half.
Yeah, but look how freaking small the typing is, and I can barely reach the trackpad at this point. So it's a good thing that we can get Twitter on the phone. Oh, sweet. See, Robert Englund says I. So just don't cough into the mic. Turn to the side. Muffle it with your towel. You do have your towel, right?
Turn my head and cough?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really said that. Shit, where'd the remote go? There it is. All right. Well, we are doing something a little bit different. We are just... We're watching Star Trek 4.
That's what I see. And?
I just wanted to see if you were going to actually try and take the lead or what.
I'm not sure what was going on. We were going to watch A Brave New World. Well, we did watch it.
Yeah.
And I thought we were going to talk about it a little bit and do a tournament and...
Yeah, and then I got an idea, and we decided we're going to do something different. Because I said, hey, how about if we do this? And you said, okay.
It's like, okay, yeah, sounds different. Why not?
Yeah, so if you want to watch along at home, we are at the 7 minute and 5 second mark. So, you know, right when you see the planet Vulcan. And it's just after... It's just after the Klingon hissy fit, and then Sarek comes in, and it's all logical, and I can't play it like that.
That didn't sound logical at all. It did sound more Klingon.
It was very logical. It was passion from a Vulcan.
Yeah, you can't have that.
It was almost emotional.
I know. Can't have that. It's against the rules.
All right. So, 7 minutes and 5 seconds, and we are going to go. So, 3, 2, 1, go. Hey, and that's actually how we used to, sync up our movies when we'd call over Skype.
Yeah.
Wow, that looks super animated. Like or not animated, but...
Has to be a matte painting.
Yeah. Interesting lighting, though.
Yeah. Vulcan is kind of a reddish planet.
So did
you have a green ship on it? It's like Christmas.
Wait, so we're actually going to talk about the movie?
I don't know.
I don't want to just like sit there and summarize it. Let's catch up. We haven't actually spoken...
All week?
I mean, like, a little bit on the shows, but not much.
You did a lot of stuff this week with shows.
Not just with shows.
I did a lot with coughing and not feeling good.
I looked at my numbers today.
Yeah.
With the work that I did today, I'm a little scared by the numbers that I posted this week. And this is the fifth show that I've done this week.
Yeah. What kind of numbers are you going with here? I mean, for what?
At work. Like,
oh, your work.
The number of hours and everything that I build and... let me just put it this way. I build about 10 hours more than average this week.
Oh, at work?
Mm-hmm.
Is that good? That sounds like a good
thing.
Well,
yeah, that's a good thing, but that's...
Plus all the hours you put in on broadcasting. So, well,
yeah.
So you've been really busy this week. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And frankly, I'm surprised I still have energy.
Yeah. I didn't think you did earlier when we were watching the movie, but after the movie ended, you were just bouncing all over the place. I want to do this. We'll do that. Okay.
Well, when I get an idea, I want to do it, and I want to do it right away.
All right. I'm good with that.
Then this was just something to, you know...
Unless I'm going to get hurt or, you know, my life is in danger, I'm pretty much up for anything.
Well, it made sense. Let's choose a movie that we know inside and outside. Yeah, you know, so we can watch it, but we can actually have a conversation with each other while it's going on, and just go from there. Now, I always did like this scene. Just
between Spock and his mother?
No, between Spock and the computer.
Oh.
Especially since, you know, like, when it starts accelerating and asking, you know, starts asking the questions faster.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you got it right. I'm going to go.
Well, he's got three computers going now, right?
Rapid fire.
Or two. I think he's got two computers going there.
You can see three different screens illuminated.
Okay. I thought there was three, but I just saw two in this scene.
Yeah, we're doing a really good... Hey, we chose a movie that we know inside and outside. How many screens are there? Is it two? Is it three? Wow, we're...
Well, I just didn't want to say. I'm pretty sure it's three.
And now Spock has to accept his human side all over again.
It's gotta suck. Humans do make illogical decisions.
Well, there is the elephant in the room, and because...
There's a Vader in the room.
There is a Vader in the room when we're watching Star Trek. Why would you bring up Vader?
Well, you said elephant. I was looking for the elephant. I just saw Vader and a bunny.
All right, whatever. We basically decided, or I decided I didn't want to really say too much about Leonard Nimoy passing, just because that was pretty much everything that I did on the ramble last night. And I just don't want it to turn into the entire show. There is more...
Yeah, it was sad that he passed.
Yeah.
And you know, you talked about it a lot, so.
Yeah, and there's more going on. We don't need to rehash it here. And this is my favorite of the Star Trek movies, and there's the glasses issue. I'm sure we'll get to the glasses issue.
I like this one too. I think, you know, Wrath of Khan is my favorite. Even above First Contact, which I'd have to say is probably my second or third. And then four and three. And then the new Star Treks. I like those. Even Into Darkness. I really liked Into Darkness. Probably better than, you know, the 2009 Star Trek. But it was cool that it was an origin story, you know, with all the, you know, and In the Darkness got a lot of flack, but it's an alternate universe, people.
Yeah, it has to be.
Everything changed in that universe, and that's what we're going with now. We're in a new universe. We're through the looking glass.
Yeah, it's not like in Star Wars where they rewrote the current universe.
Yeah. There's no Jar Jar in the Darkness. So
or midichlorians, but there is an R2. There is an R2.
That's true. In 2009 Star Trek? Yeah, there's an R2. I think I tweeted that at one point. I had the picture somewhere.
Isn't there one in Into Darkness also? When,
I wouldn't doubt that there's a...
When the Vengeance comes crashing down.
I don't remember.
I think there is.
I wouldn't mind going back to watch it again just to look for it.
That could be arranged.
You know, it's Abrams. I wouldn't doubt that he would put a little Star Trek or Star Wars reference in there again.
I don't... I was sorry, I was just checking Twitter and... Robert England asks, turn your head and cough? Where's the live stream for this one? I don't know that a live stream would... I mean, I guess we could throw it on YouTube live.
Probably not after that.
We'd probably just have the camera pointed at me because someone's camera shy.
Yeah. I don't want the camera taking my soul.
Why did they replace Savick?
Because Kirstie Alley was probably doing Cheers or thought she was going to do better than Star Trek. Like, Star Trek, this is not going anywhere.
But
I think this is a better...
She's a Vulcan who cried.
I know. That's probably why they replaced her. You're not supposed to have emotion. Spock can have emotion. He's half human. He's flawed. He's disadvantaged. Isn't that what they said in 2009 Star Trek? He's disadvantaged.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did love his response. His, what do you say? Live long and prosper. Just the way he said it sounded like go to hell. Live long and prosper.
Or was it despite like your handicap?
You yourself. Oh yeah. Did they say handicap or disadvantage? I don't know. Again, a movie I wouldn't mind going back to watch again.
Yeah. But how about we actually, it's just thinking of some other movie. Actually, no, let's run with that. Did you watch any other movies this week?
Oh, jeez.
Savick stays on Vulcan, and there goes the... You okay?
The HMS Bounty. Any movies? No, I had plans to watch a movie that I got from the Redbox. I was going to watch The Drop.
Oh, yeah, but we're going to watch that after we finish the show.
Yeah, but I got it 2 days ago. That was the plan, but when I came home, I was feeling not good. That was a lot of it. I kept going to work, and, you know, I would feel better during the day when I got rest, and then went to work, and all that activity, I started feeling bad, so it was just a cycle all week. I think if I would have taken just a couple of days, but nah, I wasn't going to do that. I was going to wait it out until the weekend and get my rest then. And you did give me this wonderful stuff called Mucinex. Because last week I had the cough, and it wasn't, I don't think it was as bad, was it? Maybe, but...
You sounded worse this week.
It was congestion, but, you know, now it's all getting out of there. I don't want to get too graphic with it, but it's finally getting the hell out. So those commercials...
Have you taken any more today?
Yeah, I took one earlier. I need to take
just
another
one.
Yeah, well, there was only two left.
Well, you should have told me while I was out. I could have got some.
I fell asleep.
Although I forgot to get the tea.
I'll get some tomorrow. I mean, that's why I saved the last one to take tonight.
Okay.
I feel more like going out and... Maybe just going out. Because I did kind of walk across the street to get something to eat today.
What'd you get?
Chinese.
Where?
Across the street?
There's no Chinese across the street.
Oh, okay. I got some kind of... I don't know. I was kind of in a daze, so... There's no telling what I came back with.
I mean, there's something that pretends to be Chinese food.
Oh, yeah, well... I was just kind of being general. But
I'm not gonna be a Chinese food snob because I've never had real Chinese food. So yeah, I would that's what I would. That's Americanized Chinese food. Yeah, Panda Express, yay!
But
because it's a panda,
I did feel a little bit better because I ate something. I mean, the day before I only had the soup that you made me, and what was it? That was when I came home. And I left work early. I usually work 10 to 7, and 10 at night to 7 in the morning, but about 3 o'clock I told them I was done. I said, I'd run my course, that's it. Another half an hour and I'm just going to fall down. So I went out and sat in the car, because I guess I really looked pretty bad. She said, are you going to be out to drive? I said, I'll just sit in the car for a while. And then I woke up and it was 6 o'clock. So I drove home. I did feel a little bit better after getting rest. So yeah, pushing it at work and, you know, actually trying to work, that really wasn't smart. But, you know, people needs the monies.
Yeah?
Need them monies. And I'm not going to be walking a street anytime soon. Couldn't get anything anyway, so.
When this morning when I was going into the office, I'm just reminded because of the scene on Earth with the clouds developing now that the probe is it's going across the ocean and everything, and then the clouds are building.
Yeah.
Up in the shot. Just reminded me of my drive into the office today. I could tell it was gonna rain today.
Right. I noticed that when I walked out. It was kind of dark in the distance, and there was the kind of dark clouds floating here and there.
Yeah, but there was this really awesome. It was just a hole in the clouds, and the sun was. It wasn't visible. It was like diffuse through the clouds, but there was just a super bright patch where there were just no clouds.
But they had like the sun rays coming down.
Yeah.
I always used to, you know, it's weird. I always used to think those were like stairways to heaven.
Yeah, I used to think that was God watching us.
Yeah, but you know better. He's everywhere, watching you all the time.
Well, if you subscribe to the George Carlin theory, then
you're gonna worship Joe Pesci. Well,
yeah, and then you pray to Joe Pesci.
Okay, yeah, good point.
That's you right. Worship the sun and pray to Joe Pesci, because Joe Pesci gets things done.
That's right. I like that bit.
Yeah, that's
somebody
a fun
will
bit.
Lose a kneecap.
Oh, awesome.
There was a cool breeze out, too. That helped. I didn't think if I walked across the street I was going to feel all that great, because I was still feeling weak. There was a nice breeze out, so that helped. That was mostly my day. And again, my week was just sleep and cough and work.
Sleep, cough, work, repeat. Sleep, cough, work, repeat.
And usually, I mean, this was a busy week for you, and I would have really liked to have been there to help you out, but I was just trying to avoid you most of the week. I didn't want... If this was something that was going to be bad, I didn't want you to catch it and recycle through the apartment again.
Well, I appreciate it.
So it's like, avoid Siebes. Do not talk to the Siebes. I talked to
I
a lot of people.
I think that's what
work,
made
though.
Me want to do the show like this, just because we really haven't been talking.
Yeah.
I mean, you already know, at least I think you already know everything that's been going on with me, just because of the number of shows that I've done this week. And
yeah, I've been hearing bits and pieces. Some of it I remember.
Yeah. Alex Bennett was in the hospital this week. He's the founder of Gabnet. If we have anyone new or has not discovered Gabnet yet, although at this point we're pretty much bringing it up every week. It's where I do my...
it's okay, you bring...
It's where I do Getting Geeky. And it's how we met Revelstoke Jim and Mark Thorner and Patrick Blazek and just tons of wonderful people. You know, Diana listens, Jose Ruiz. There's just so many wonderful people that we've met through Gabnet. It's... We have to share the love. But Alex was in the hospital this week, and so Rob and Jim and I just shifted everything around, and we didn't miss a show. None of the shows got canceled. None that I can think of. All of the Monday shows happened, right? Or no, was there... I think there was a repeat on Monday for the Ramble.
Yeah. Everything else, you know...
Yeah, but
good.
that was the day that... Yeah, that was the first day when we were mobilizing. And then on Tuesday, Rob came in and did the exchange, which Jim normally does. And Jim did the ramble on Tuesday. I did Getting Geeky, you know, usual time slot on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, Jim did the exchange. I did the ramble, and that was my first time doing the Rambo solo. Oh my gosh, I was so nervous. I was just jittery. It was
good that Rob came in and helped out, because otherwise, yeah, you know, Jim probably would have had to do three shows in one night, and I know that's got to wear him out.
Yeah, he's done it before, but actually, no, he wouldn't have had to do three in one night the way that we balanced it out, because I did the ramble on Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and with the repeat on Monday. That would have been the only opportunity for three shows in one night.
Yeah. I mean, in the past, that's the way it's happened, but
yeah,
this time, you know, the way y'all did it, it was good. It was good for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. A bit nerve-wracking, but it is what it is. I'm glad. I'll be glad when Alex is back on the air, because doing his show is difficult. And I hope I never get used to it. It was really good to hear from Alex last night too, and just see him. It was a relief.
They're going to do the time warp again.
Woo.
It's just a step to the left. Okay, I just had a mental image of the crew doing the time warp.
Oh, yes. Yes. Everyone on Earth is freaking out because we didn't save the whales. Oh, my gosh. This was so perfect for a young California hippie. Or a future California hippie.
Come on, whales were good eating.
Dude! You suck. See? Don't try and be funny. You just make yourself cough.
Yeah.
Oh, yay, yay. All right, things coming in. Movie time sync. Check. All right. We are at 27, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55. We'll repeat again in just a moment. And 28, 2801, 2802, 2803. There we go. Aw, thanks, Diana. She says Siebes did a great job on the ramble. I don't know. I'm glad that there was a show. Let me just put it that way. It was yesterday was a bit of a clusterfuck. It was very, very difficult. I was still processing everything, and I tried to change the topic to something else, and yeah, I just couldn't distract myself. Didn't work. But and funny thing is, I had ordered Brave New World because I was thinking about that. I remember...
I wonder where this thing came from. It never got explained. Maybe there's a book out there or something that talks about this probe. I know it's off what you were talking about, but I was watching what's happening on the movie right now, and Kirk's trying to contact command and tell him he's going to find some whales. But, you know, I'm always wondering what the hell happened to this thing.
You know what I think happened?
It's a giant toilet paper tube.
You remember those probes that we sent out to like Saturn and Jupiter and everything, and then they ended up going out into the further into the solar system,
like Voyager.
Yeah. I think that's what they called. I think what happened was like a super intelligent alien race discovered it and modified it a little bit. You know, tack some stuff onto it and send it back and...
Oh, and it probably had like DNA samples of... Don't they send like blood samples or something along with these probes?
Yeah, but this one, you know, this one was aimed to be like, hey, where be the whales? that's what it's saying. I mean, they've never done anything like that in Star Trek.
What? Talk about like a probe?
Capture something that we sent out, you know, like from today's time frame and send it back, you know, hundreds of years in the future.
Like the Voyager probe?
Are we going in circles? We just talked about this.
I know. I just wanted to make sure that
this has never happened in Star Trek history.
Okay.
Oh. And you know what would be really funny?
Yeah.
Is if we don't recognize it. Because some of the letters have like rubbed off and we can't read it properly.
that would be
an awesome plot twist.
What a twist.
Ooh, I like that. It's a twist. But you have to put it on Twitter for it to be a twist.
Yeah. What book was it? I think it was William Shatner's The Return. I think that was the book. It kind of went into the Voyager probe, and it was found by the Borg, and they didn't know what it was.
And they tried to assimilate it?
Something like that. And
did they put it in the exhaust port?
I don't know. I don't remember that part, but it's possible. It was a long time ago that I heard the book. I listened to it on tape.
On tape?
Yeah.
Like, not just books on tape, you know, on like a digital file or a CD, but actually on tape?
Yep.
Do you think that they had books on vinyl before that?
Yeah, because I had a Star Wars.
Wasn't Books on Tape the one of the companies?
I think that's what it was called, Books on Tape.
I wonder if that's just like, if that's what Audible used to be called. If they were actually Books on Tape and they just changed their name and went digital.
Books on Digital now.
That's a stupid name. Well, what else would we say for these Audible recordings?
Boom. Wow.
There it is. I want to look that up now.
The history of Audible?
Yeah. Or what happened to... If there was a company called Books on Tape or if that's... Or if I'm just completely remembering that wrong. Oh, hey, I checked out... Wait, what was I talking about before we went on the little
Voyager
probe thing?
I don't recall.
Fuck it. We moved past it. Oh, apparently booksontape.com still exists. So,
well, I mean,
not Audible?
I guess the website could, but people still listen to Books on Tape? I never got a book on CD. Did you?
No.
Yeah, I'd seen them,
didn't start listening to audiobooks until like 2005 or so.
Yeah. I think the only one I ever bought was First Contact. And it was a 2-tape set. And Gates McFadden. Was the you know, she was reading it, and I don't know, a little dry, little flat. Even Data, who you know has no emotion, he was supposed to have a little bit of emotion in this, she didn't put any emotion into him. There were just certain moments in there, I was like, eh. Could have done just a little bit better than that. I think I still have it somewhere. Not here, but...
Apparently, I never latched the recliner. I just moved and everything went out from under me.
Haha.
So I checked out an apartment today.
Yeah.
Although I had you turn down the lights, so you won't actually be able to see the floor plans. That's a bummer. Ooh. You got that? That's one way of doing it.
Okay. So I'm looking at floor plans.
But one of the things that we had talked about before, before he came out here, was that, let's see, Robert Englund says, wife recently listened to 50 Shades audiobook. So, amplitudes of sine waves? 50 frick. It's 50 hertz. Jeez, 50 silly. Shades of hertz. Uh, 50 cycles of hertz? No. Sure. Yeah.
I have no clue.
He was born there in San Francisco. Yeah. Anyway, the apartment complex. One thing that we talked about before he moved out here was that, well, his room would be incredibly small, and it was Middle East, so come August, I would probably want to move closer to work. You know, cut down the commute, which is severely going to cut down pre-Getting Geeky story time, because right now my current obsession is stupid drivers.
Stories would be like, so I drove across the street and, well, I got out of the car.
No, it's not going to be I drove across the street. What it will actually be, so I rode my bike over to the creek trail and then just had a nice peaceful 3-mile ride into the office.
Yeah. Riveting. How fun is that? Yeah. A squirrel ran out in front of me. Squirrel.
I just gave it a spare peanut. I had it in the saddlebag.
Everyone just carries extra peanuts on them.
Well, in case you run into Carl's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a good thing to have a squirrel army.
True.
Yeah, and
take over the world with squirrels.
Could you imagine if you had if you were just kind to squirrels and handed them nuts randomly, you know, just like, here you go. I know this will make you happy. And then they become protective of you, and when bad guys visit your college, they defend you. That would be good, right?
Bad guys, what?
If a bad guy visited your Carl. Your Carl? Your college.
Oh. So what, someone just started to come in to attack, and then like 100 squirrels just run out of nowhere and just start chittering around them or something?
And they defend you.
Okay, that would be cool.
The trash can got smashed. Which always made me wonder, wouldn't people just see, like, the indention in the ground there? Come on.
They were looking for it.
And then, like, the flat trash can laying in the middle of the field. No, I didn't see nothing.
Neither did you.
Ay, ay, ay. Yeah. Anyway, here, take a look at the at this floor plan right here.
Which one?
Right here.
Okay.
So this that would basically be your room. Or basically, that would be your room.
Okay.
And then you would have if we went with this one. And based on the community map.
Yeah. Double dumbass on you.
There's a couple of the blue apartments are that floor plan, and those are the ones where I really like the view, because I like to take pictures of the sky. In fact, one of my coworkers, I have a tendency to go out and take a picture of the sunset if it's a nice sunset. And one of my coworkers finally, I think it was Monday. I think it was this week. Ended up saying, "You go out there every day, take a picture, and come back in after a few minutes. What are you doing with these pictures?"
What are you doing with these pictures?
I just leave them on my phone. Occasionally look at them. If it's a particularly nice sunset, I'll send it to someone. Oh, the glass is seen. Hold on. Now we need to... No, they... Yes, they will be again, but grr.
For his others. In the future, it will be. He never said it would be for him.
I know. It's just... It's silly. He's pretending like he's going to get them again, and he uses that as a justification. And Scott... Scott? What? Spock doesn't call him on his bullshit. They need whales. Anywho,
whales.
So yeah, you would have a full size room. Look at that, and there's a fireplace. So that's cool. It doesn't have, it has washer and dryer hookups in the garage, and there's actually room to store a bike, and then there's a little powder room downstairs. It's a nice open kitchen. It's a pretty cool, the kitchen's over there. Nice open kitchen. And then there's this nook area here, which would be perfect for a small table. And then we could set up the desk and have the apartment studio over here.
Wait, this is two stories?
Yeah, it's two stories.
Oh.
And it's affordable, too. It's super close to my apartment, to my office. In fact, to get to the bike trail, you have to go a little bit out of the way. But it would only take, if I were to drive, it would only take a few minutes. And it's about half an hour by bike. But it's by bike, so that's perfect. Nuclear vessels! Nuclear vessels. I always loved Chekhov.
The cop just looks at him like he's an idiot.
They're trying to navigate modern San Francisco. Gosh, what the what's wrong with these guys?
And it's not good that he's like, Russian.
What the hell are they wearing? Yeah, and this is in the 80s, a Russian asking for the nuclear vessels.
Cops saying, this Red's looking for nuclear vessels.
Oh, here we go, the punk on the bus.
Kirk Thatcher.
Who?
Kirk Thatcher.
Okay. So, should I know that name?
He did a lot of work on Next Generation, I think.
Oh.
Where was it?
Poop. This is...
Damn it, what was
the scene here? On the bus is just a fun scene. Then Spock takes care of him.
Good night.
Yay, everybody's happy. The punk got knocked out. Okay, so the apartment has... I already mentioned the fireplace. You would have your own room. There's storage. There's an actual garage. It's only a one-car garage, but there's plenty of parking on site. Really good kitchen.
He was an associate producer.
Balconies for both bedrooms. How cool is that? Did you see that on the floor plan?
Oh.
You'd have a balcony and I have a balcony.
Weird.
And then you'd have your own bathroom upstairs with a walk-in closet. Plenty of room for your stuff. Oh. And on the stairs here, get the light over here. Here, just turn on the light. I'll keep talking. But, no, seriously, turn on the light. It'll be a lot easier to see. Ah, there she is. One of the really cool things about this complex is not only do they have a pool and jacuzzi, but they have tennis courts and they're lighted at night. So while I wait for the kitty to get back, I should have tried to stretch that one out just a little bit longer so I can ask him what he thought about that. But
about tennis?
Yeah, they got tennis courts. There's two tennis courts. And they're lighted, so you can, or they're lit. You can play at night, lighted. Ay, ay, ay. Coughing kitty.
You play tennis?
Yeah. Not very well, but yeah. There's tennis rackets in the closet right there. Actually, just tennis racket. Kristen got the other one, naturally.
I didn't know you played tennis.
Yeah, I used to take lessons when I was a kid.
High school.
Yeah. Over, oh gosh, what was the name of that? It was a community college.
Eastfield?
No, it was, I always hated this scene. I don't like seeing the whales being cut open.
Yeah.
It's just wrong.
I don't know how the sausage is made.
Oh, I used to love going whale watching and everything when I was a kid.
Damn. That's gotta be disturbing to work on that. I mean, that whole deck was just covered in blood.
Yeah. I love that. Whoever said the human race is logical.
No shit, lady.
All right, so now that you can properly see the floor plan, check that out. Okay, so over here, where the stairs lead up, there's this entire storage area, and it extends back under under the stairs. So there's even there's a deceptive amount of storage area. It's actually quite a bit more than it looks like.
So if Harry Potter came to visit, he could live under there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's cool.
Definitely.
Are those stairs inside or outside?
Oh, walk-in pantry, too.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Well, that is awesome. That's a lot of space.
Yeah. And it's affordable. I went down there to, I checked this place out online. Like, okay.
Did you actually look in one?
Yeah. I looked at this plan, the D2 plan, and then the D1. I saw the model as well. It has you'll love this feature. The stove.
Yeah.
It's electric? Not gas.
Woo!
It's induction.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, right?
Because you know I don't like gas.
Well.
I'm afraid of it.
My preferred cooking surface is induction, but I prefer gas over, the electric coils, so.
Yeah, gas is better, but not something I can get used to.
Well,
I'm afraid I'd blow something up because I can't smell it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's perfectly fair. And then let's see what else. Across the street. Let's talk about Across the Street.
He's swimming with the fishies. Fishy does have eyes.
That's a whale. It's not a fishy.
It's a big fishy.
It's not a fishy. You're a fishy.
Yummy. Alexis part.
Spock's in his underwear.
She's like, what the hell? Right in front of a nun.
Nice. Across the street, there's a Chipotle. Oh, and across the street, there's a Bed Bath & Beyond. And there's a bagel shop. Oh, and there's a comfy chair movie theater.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think you were sold just on the Chipotle.
I was sold on the proximity to the office. The Chipotle just sweetens the deal. And then there's a rockin' floor plan. And actually seeing the materials in the apartments, especially the upgraded materials. And oh, it's just nice. And the lady in the leasing office, she was so overwhelmed. She was so busy today. There were a bunch of people, like, they kept coming in and asking quick questions and taking off. And when I got there, there were these guys that walked in just before me. So I just sat and waited patiently. And the lady in the leasing office was taking care of this one couple that were just asking a whole bunch of questions, which they should. They're considering, you know, leasing there. But by this time, there's people waiting, you know, building up in the waiting area, and she's just trying to get through everything. And the phone keeps ringing. She's the only one there. So I felt kind of bad for her, so I just kind of I patiently waited there and I may have done a little bit more work, but she got through everything and when she was super busy, she offered me coffee and made it for me and brought it to me and everything too. I mean, she was just super sweet. So when I started talking to her, she just thanked me so much for waiting so patiently, and it's no big deal. I'm not in a hurry. Just it's okay. You could just tell, like, she was having a rough day, and I talked to her a bit, and we went and saw the different models, and we were just laughing, having a good time chatting. And to the point where she thanked me when we were leaving and told me that I totally turned her day around.
Oh.
I thought that was really sweet. So they got a good staff in the office. At least someone I can get along with really, really well. Ah. I was really hoping that this place was going to be too good to be true. Like, you know, what I saw on the internet was only the best of the best, but it was a very, very well-maintained community. And I absolutely love the... Let's see, is there a map here? Okay, check this out, Kitty. So, this street right here?
Yeah.
That's where the apartment is. My office is kind of just right over here. So what would end up doing is coming out and going down to the, there's a creek that runs alongside, it crosses the freeway and the creek runs right up by my office, like right across the street from it. That's where the Peacock was.
Oh.
It's kind of an offshoot that ends up feeding into that creek. But there's a trail there and everything. Kind of like the Santa Ana River Trail that we've got right there. I should take you out on that sometime. We should go for a walk tomorrow if it's not raining.
If I feel up to it.
You should definitely feel up to it. Yeah. Get the blood moving. That'll clear out those lungs. And get some Mucinex.
I did take a walk today, so.
Yeah. More walk.
Well, I'm not going to walk like 50 miles. I did well enough to 500? Go across the street.
What about 500 miles?
No.
No? Dumbass on you. That's right, Robert England. let's see. He says, cats giving squirrels nuts. That would be the end of days. And the trained cat, again, demonstrates dexterity with a light switch. Yes. Methinks people are noticing that I'm lazy. I could just as easily have gotten up and switched off the lights. Or switched on the lights.
Yeah, that's true. What the hell?
Well, I figure you're more likely to stop talking.
Why?
Because that's what you do.
What, when you leave?
No, I mean, just in general.
No. Not if you leave.
So, if I just got up...
talking.
Are you sure it isn't a colorful metaphor? No, finger to the throat means death. That's a metaphor. Duh, Spock. Don't turn the kitty into a walker.
That's what would happen after a while. We're all infected.
No, you're infected. Ha ha. Kitty Merle. Jim says Kitty Merle. See, and it's because of the cough. That's what I meant. You're more likely to stop talking.
Yeah, probably would have happened. Could have happened.
How long should we go here?
I don't know. How long have we been going on?
Oh, we're getting pretty close to an hour.
That's cool.
I think. Keep talking.
At least get to the dinner scene, maybe. That's fun. When he's starting to finally tell the truth. And so do you. You love Italian, Spock? No.
See, you're going to cough. I can't stop talking.
What do you mean I'm going to cough?
You were holding it in.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That is some gigantic plexiglass.
Yes. All right, so we'll go to the dinner scene. And then we'll cut it off there. So okay. What were you saying?
Yeah. Sounds okay, good to me.
Okay, now I need to cough. What the hell? No. It's just because of how I'm sitting. And Jim says, I'm from Iowa. I only work in outer space. Nice. He's Professor Scott. He's Professor Great Scott. Wait. What pleasure. Oh, he quit smoking. How great is that? Aw.
Oh, his button?
Yeah. I don't think I ever noticed that before. No, I must have. I had to have. Come on. That was a huge deal. I just don't remember it, that's all.
Yeah, I think I've seen it before, but I didn't remember it until I saw it. What?
Oh. Use the mouse, Scotty. And too bad about the glasses. Sulu the pilot.
I don't think he'd be able to pilot a helicopter.
Why not?
because there's no interface, you know, computer interface.
But back in his academy days, he could figure it out. He's had training.
They didn't fly helicopters in Starfleet Academy. Not Huey's.
On a simulator. I'm sure Microsoft Flight Simulator still exists. Who else do you think, you know...
So that's why all these ships shut down? They were running Microsoft?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is.
It wasn't the whales, was it?
It was Stuxnet. It came back and shut down everything. Yeah. So, we were talking about movies that we watched.
Yeah.
I started to watch Supergirl earlier today. Well, this morning. I made coffee and put on Supergirl because on Jim's show last night.
A new computer.
I just used the keyboard.
He's using a Mac.
How quaint. Indeed he is. We were talking on...
Damn, look at that screen. Sorry, I just like the old technology.
Okay, that's fine. Take it away, kitty.
I look at the little screen on that end. I look at my Mac and I'm like, my Mac is bigger than everything that's with that whole package. The computer, the keyboard, the mouse, the desk. We've just grown in technology. That's all I'm saying.
Can you imagine what will happen when Apple figures out transparent aluminum? We will get MacBook Pros cut from a solid piece of transparent aluminum and still have the color palette and everything of the iMacs, you know, that Johnny Ive first did. You know, with the blue and the red and...
Those fruit-colored ones?
Yeah.
Always wanted one of those.
So did I. I used to think that. I remember when I was going to UCI in the university store, they had them there. I thought they. I hated the mouse. I absolutely hated the mouse, and like I just didn't understand it. It made, you know, mice have two buttons. How do you right click if you don't have a right button to click? I'd never used OS X before. No, it wasn't even... Oh, God. That was 2 years before OS X, so... I love that one. Are you sure you won't change your mind? Is there something wrong with the one that I have? Oh, here we go. Just drop him in the park and take off and go get your Italian.
Damn, she's got some problems with that truck.
Hey, it still runs, doesn't it?
Yeah. She's gonna feed that hamster in there.
All right, what year was this?
86.
Wow.
Why?
I'm trying to figure out. When I first went whale watching. If it was before or after seeing this. It had to have been after.
But you actually... Did you go like out on a boat or on a beach or something? Or?
No, on a boat. On the Catalina Cruiser.
Oh.
In fact, it was, yeah, oh my God, it's actually, it was right down, the harbor, it's right here, right near that apartment complex. We went out of Dana Point.
Okay.
And
you know I don't know anything about these things.
Yeah, but this apartment complex is in Dana Point. It's like a mile away from the pier.
Cool.
Or not the pier, the marina. So whale watching. That's cool. I haven't done that in so long. Let's do that. When it warms up, just a little bit more. Let's go whale watching one of these weekends.
Get on a boat.
Get on a boat, yes.
I get car sick.
So? Take some Dramamine. Man up.
I've been on a lake and a pond before.
It's fine. I can handle it. I get seasick really easily.
Yeah, but I really turned green. What if I fall in? What if we hit an iceberg?
Then you die. Get over it.
There's sharks out there.
Yeah, there's also whales. There be whales here.
But there's fixing to be some whales here I can watch.
Yeah, eventually.
Water's wet.
It's an awesome experience.
Okay. You have to tie me to the mast like Bob. I'm sailing. I'm sailing.
Baby steps, get on the bus. Get on the effing bus. Johnny's driving.
Stupid Johnny, man. We'll do it for Johnny.
Yeah. We'll go sailing for Johnny.
Oh, I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories. There's no show notes tonight. That's kind of the beauty of this.
Yeah, and we usually try to start about, was it midnight Eastern, 9 Pacific? And we were a little late tonight, but whatever. It worked out. It was a fun evening.
Keep talking.
All right, and let's see. We're on Twitter, at Movie Nights Pod. And we've got an email for contact. I can't remember what that is because you usually
say it's contact at midnightmovienights.com.
All right. Very good.
Let's see. And we'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo, Judge Funky Boy for our theme, DC Cantel for the segment intros, and even though there was no segment, we'd like to thank him anyway. And some Twitter followers that neither of us thought to pull up in time. I know that we got new ones.
It's Percy McDonald.
And Chit Chat.
Yeah. Don't know about that one.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I remember, during the show last week, Percy started following us, so that was pretty cool.
Indeed. Indeed. Oh, hey, look at that. Apparently one of us did think to put it. You made show notes. That's so great.
Yeah. I was busy today. That's why I'm worn out.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. Stuff I needed to get done.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, and well, we'd like to thank you for listening.
Thank you. You.
And as always, I'm...
Especially you.
Now we're getting to the scene that makes me sad. It's when Chekhov gets captured and...
I thought you were about to say killed. Spoilers.
All right.
I like the slow look you just gave me.
Hey, Kitty, let's keep watching this movie.
Okay. Just go all the way to the end of the movie, huh?
Well, normally I would say let's go watch a movie. You are tired, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, okay, I know what you're saying.
Hey, Kitty, let's keep watching this movie.
And talking is hard.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
Get used to disappointment.
That's the funny thing about this setup. If I were to mute our microphones, it just would not work as well. It would cause the audio to click, and instead you got someone annoying talking over Judge Funky Boy's awesome theme song that he made for us. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit. Robert's last tweets there.
Which one?
The cat is a true scientist. Water is wet.
So, what'd you think of doing the show like this?
I had fun with it. Except for, you know, having to cough every 2 minutes.
Hey, do me a favor, go turn off the lights.
No. I'm on to your little game now.
Just lazy.
Greedy and lazy.
Yes, I am. I am greedy and I'm lazy.
There was something that I think we forgot last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't think we let Johnny plug his show or his website.
Really?
I think so. I haven't gone back to listen.
TeamWhiteTrash.com. And he does a show on YouTube every night at 11 Central. It's, or not 11 Central, damn it.
it's
11. No, it's 11 Pacific because it's midnight Mountain Time.
It's 11 Western.
And 11 Western, indeed. Hey, let us know what you guys thought of this little change in format. I mean, it had to be a movie that we've seen a bunch of times, and maybe we could change up how we do the show and just maybe do this once a month or...
Yeah, that would be cool. Once a month, every 6 weeks, something like that. For a good movie that... A good favorite movie that everyone likes. Because almost everyone likes this.
Yeah, well, we couldn't do this format with something that we're seeing for the first time.
Yeah. Or something really weird like a clown movie.
I was thinking vulgar too. yeah, we'll have to release that someday. But yeah, let us know what you think. Tweet us at Movie Nights Pod. Dude, I know, right, Robert? He says, Siebes, you need to get some Wi-Fi LED light bulbs control from your phone. I want a Philips Hue set so badly, but now that they've been out for a few years, I'm kind of hoping for a price drop, like further price drop. It's just, they've been on the market long enough to where we should be seeing more affordable options, and we're starting to. There's more competition in the space now, so that is an acquisition that will be coming in the future, almost definitely. Here comes Scotty's, yeah, or Scotty. Tired Siebes. Chekhov is trying to get Scotty, and they're not going to be able to beam him, and he's going to get captured. I'm going to get sad because he's going to get hurt.
Emotional scenes.
Alrighty.